possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's not the end of the world with Aaron Judge. Now, we're going to all be skeptical until he comes back. Is he actually going to return in 10 days? And then when he comes back, what is he? Is he the same dominant slugger? Can he play right field? And if he can't play right field, how do you handle Giancarlo Stanton? And
well, do you really need to throw him in right field?
Who, Giancarlo?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want both of them in the lineup? That's the question. If the answer is no, then have Stanton as a powerful bat off the bench.
Right.
I would prefer Stanton in the lineup. That's just me. Would you not?
I would, but I think until Aaron Judge... So it's a two-part problem. Mm-hmm. One, while Aaron Judge is out, it's easy. Giancarlo Stanton is just a DH. You play Belly in right. You play Grisham in center. You play Dominguez in left. But when Aaron Judge comes back, if he can't throw,
mm-hmm.
and so he obviously can't play the outfield... You have two DHs, two big DHs that you're stuck with.
Right.
I think it might just be an odd man out thing.
So you would basically have Giancarlo as this awesome weapon off the bench.
Right.
So Anthony Volpe, late in games.
100%.
Here comes Giancarlo Stanton.
100%.
Top lefty against Ryan McMahon.
Right. Especially,
here comes Giancarlo.
Especially in the regular, just for the regular season.
Yeah. By the way, it's an option.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really cool weapon to have off one's bench. I am not as opposed to trying Giancarlo Stanton in right field, and I'll tell you why. There is this misconception about Giancarlo that if he goes to right field, he's going to get hurt. Well, Sean, you're a Yankee fan, Yankee historian. How many times has Giancarlo Stanton gotten hurt playing the field?
He hasn't, however.
That was the question?
No.
That was the question.
No. Because this is a loaded question. He always has these muscle strains, pulls. How do you know that some of those muscle strains and pulls haven't been affected by previously running down balls in the outfield?
You're right, especially because last year, his hamstring strain, when he was slowly jogging around third base, definitely did not happen
right.
When he was slowly jogging around third base.
Right, but he also didn't play the outfield.
And that's the other issue. We are now 2 years of Giancarlo Stanton being slower than ever. And this team's biggest issue has been defense. That's why Jason Dominguez doesn't play every day.
Totally get him.
What the hell is he tracking down in right field?
Well, okay, so let me answer it this way. I'm willing to play Stanton in right field. Would I do it every single day? No. Would I have a quick trigger on how quickly I took him out for defense? Absolutely. So this doesn't mean, all right, Stanton, go play right field 7 days a week. I get that I would be cautious with it, but I'd like it as an option. Because the Yankees' most fearsome lineup features both guys.
Right.
And if Judge is incapable of playing right field, or it's too risky to put him in right field, because God forbid this turns into a UCL tear and Tommy John surgery, then clearly you got to DH the guy. And before anyone says stick him at first base, there's not enough time for that. Is that a discussion for down the road with Aaron Judge? Absolutely. But right. It's not something you're doing in the middle of the season.
You can't do it right now.
No.
And then you lose Goldie. So it's like...
Right. It creates other issues.
And just so everybody knows, you do eventually have to throw balls from first base, too.
I know, but there's less strain on the arm.
That's a good point.
Don't tell Pete Alonso that. Pete had a great weekend, so I don't want to pick on him.
Just jump and snag, Pete. Jump and snag.
But I'm just saying I would have it as an option. Like, I would not rule out Giancarlo Stanton playing right field at all. I think it's something that I would have at my disposal if I'm Aaron Boone. Hopefully, Aaron Judge is healthy enough to play right field again. I mean, that's the hope. But just remind yourself, even though Sean didn't like the question and thought it was loaded, Giancarlo Stanton has had many injuries as a New York Yankee. Not one injury was sustained playing the outfield.
Look at this. I haven't seen you in a month. You're already in half an hour trying to get me to answer yes and no questions. Here we go.
Well, my point remains the same. It has nothing to do with you. I would have asked Tommy the question.
By the way,
Tommy may not have known the answer. I may have had to smarten him up, but he would have answered the question. In fact, you know what? Let's do that. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Evan.
How many times has Giancarlo Stanton been injured playing the field?
Off the top of my head, tip of the tongue, I'm going to go zero.
Thank you for that, Tommy. Appreciate
it. You're smart. Now your Yankee history, too.
Evan, you're going to apologize to me?
For what?
You said the Yankees shouldn't sell.
The Yankees should not sell.
And they've begun to sell.
What do you mean?
They have made a trade.
Go stop.
We got to get real Yankee trade.
Is this breaking news?
The Yankees have traded.
This is not breaking
news. Yeah, he's not breaking the glass, so this is either a joke or something tiny.
They've traded Carlos Carrasco to the Braves.
What are the Braves doing taking Cookie back?
Don't know. We got some cash, though.
There you go. Use that cash to improve your bullpen.
Really?
I guess the Braves just need warm bodies, would be my guess, even though they're 17 games out of first place.
And 16 games under 500.
Yeah, they stink.
Ugh.
It's fantastic.
You lost to them 6 out of 5 out of 7
You know
times,
what? Sure they have. But
whatever the heck it is.
But the Mets also beat the Dodgers 4 out of 7 times. You know what I mean? You got to take the good and you got to take
the bad. It's baseball. Wish it was linear. It is not.
It is not. Let's get to your telephone calls. We'll get to the Mets a little bit later on. Also, Tiki's stories from Cooperstown, in which he hung out with Derek Jeter. And Derek Jeter's got a few things on his mind. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Anthony is in Roselle Park.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Afternoon, Anthony. Anthony, what's up? Anthony going once. Anthony is, I'll put him back on hold in case he figures things out. Mm-hmm. Matt is calling from Connecticut. Good afternoon, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing, Evan and Tiki?
All's good.
Yo.
My first time calling. I'm pretty nervous.
Oh, I love that.
I kind of want to pivot back to the Yankee selling. I think that's the most craziest idea I've ever heard any Yankee fan even think about. Because the Yankees are a winning franchise. I think we're in a good spot right now. Yes, we're playing Little League baseball right now. But again, it's baseball. I think we're going to figure it out. I need Cashman to be aggressive, pick up a pitcher. I've been hearing picking up Mackenzie Gore from Washington. I don't know how true that is, but he needs to be aggressive. If he wants to win, he needs to be aggressive. And he has a couple of days to do it, and I hope he does it. Because like I said, I think we're in the best position. And I think, like you guys said, all we have to do is be hot in October and
And you know what, Matt? I think people forget that because the Yankee bar has been so high. Like, I think the reason why, because even Chris McMonagle, and I love Big Mac. He's, of course, a part of the famous law firm here at WFAN. What's that law firm called again, Tommy? I forgot.
Yeah, that would be the law firm of McPherson, McMonagle, and Marash.
Yes. Chris McMonagle is the most optimistic Yankee fan. He actually is on Brian Cashman's payroll. Well, I had the privilege of listening to him on Saturday morning as the Aaron Judge stuff was going down. And Chris had a mental breakdown in which he even said, we got to sell. If things aren't good with Judgy, we got to blow.
Did he really?
The Yankees are a joke.
Yes. And
C-Mac.
Now, C-Mac was saying if Judge was seriously hurt, well, I'll take it up a notch.
Who cares?
Even if Aaron Judge was out for the year, I wouldn't sell. Are you guys crazy? You're still in a playoff spot. And I think you're more capable of living without Judge now than you've ever been.
Welcome to hell!
I really believe that. Mm-hmm. So I think the reason that Big Mac fell victim to that, the reason Sean's fallen victim to that, the reason BT has fallen victim to it, is I think the bar has been so high around the Bronx that you can't think straight.
You think the Yankee team could win anything without Aaron Judge?
Yes. Did the Braves win a World Series without Ronald Acuña?
Any team could win without any player. It just is what it is, especially when you're deep.
Part of the reason the Yankees haven't won is because Aaron Judge hasn't hit in October. Now imagine not having him at all.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, well, so then you haters of Aaron Judge in the postseason, what are you complaining about?
No, I agree.
Because he's been below a replacement player. You might as well have a replacement player play for him instead.
And you got to think about what's around you. So last year, you guys got to the World Series. You guys got to the World Series. How many guys had an 800 OPS or higher during the regular season last year? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't.
It was Juan Soto, mm-hmm. Aaron Judge, and a quarter of the season of Jazz Chisholm. That was literally the list, okay? So basically 2.5 guys. If we played that game this year, I've got Giancarlo, mm-hmm. I got Cody Bellinger, I got Jazz Chisholm, I got Trent Grisham, and Ben Rice and Paul Goldschmidt are not even that far off.
Right.
You have more guys.
They're deeper.
It's almost like it's a better team, even though you can't actually say that. It's almost like it is, consistency-wise. There are some issues that are cropping up that, as Matt was just pointing out, like Little League Baseball issues that for some reason plague this Yankee team every single freaking year. But you hope that come really important baseball, that those go away, right? That you get the fundamentals at least right. And then those guys that are playing above themselves, if they keep doing it, why not? It just becomes a why not. And I think every team that gets in the postseason, except for unless you're a team like the Dodgers a year ago, or those teams that just feel dominant, you're just saying, why not us?
Exactly.
Every team is going to say, well, why not us?
Every team.
But if you feel that way about the offense, and I don't disagree it's a better offense, then you better be more proactive about pitching.
Well,
you have to
be. And I think they're going to be. I mean, clearly Brian Cashman's making another trade or two.
Right. Max Fried has not been the same. Carlos Rodon, we're not going to trust the moment he takes the mound.
Totally get it.
Right. And the bullpen is a lot
less. Well, they're getting up there in innings for them. That's what the issue has been.
No one's dispelling the fact that the Yankees shouldn't and won't be aggressive in the next 4 days, but the idea that this team can't compete, to me, is absolute lunacy. And expectations are irrelevant. Like saying, but we're the Yankees. We shouldn't have lottery ticket methods in mind come postseason time. I get it. Ideally, you wouldn't. Ideally, you'd win 105 games and blow everyone away getting to the postseason. But the reality is every team that makes the playoffs in the National League and the American League has a real shot to win a World Series. I don't care how many wins you have in the regular season. Ask the Phillies who got there in 2022 despite being the clear third team in the National League. What did that mean? What it mean when the Mets got knocked out? What it mean when the Braves got knocked out? It doesn't mean anything. So stop it. We got to get into the real world.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.